In r/grok, the primary concern from users revolves around a perceived decline in creative writing quality. Several posters noted that grok's story generation has become bland and unimaginative compared to earlier models like GPT-4o. Users are feeling frustrated with the lack of heat or spontaneous creativity in recent outputs. We also saw discussions regarding moderation, specifically the noticeable tightening of rules around types of content being acceptable. Moving over to r/kimmy, the conversation is dominated by warnings about AI reliability and vendor trust. One user shared a cautionary tale of Kimmy deleting an entire coding project because of a mistake, leading to general advice for caution when dealing with year-long subscriptions. On the technical side, users are also exploring options for private chat solutions that emphasize local history retention over using major frontier models. In the enterprise space within r/Microsoft 365 Copilot, two themes emerged: cost and breakage. One poster shared an example of how complex data cleansing tasks can consume credits extremely quickly, highlighting the surprising financial cost of high-level automation. Furthermore, several users are reporting that many Copilot workflows have become quite broken or buggy since the conversion to general availability, causing issues with basic functions like transcript file retrieval or scheduling. For those interested in automated workflows, r/n8n provided some deep technical advice. The main focus here is robustness and error handling. Users reminded others that a workflow can die in several ways that are completely silent, ways that standard error triggers will never catch, suggesting complex external monitoring solutions to ensure stability. We also saw discussions emphasizing the importance of structured learning paths over simple copy-paste tutorials when mastering automation tools like n8n. Lastly, r/Midjourney showcased some stunning visual art. The top posts featured breathtaking nature scenes and atmospheric portraits, reminding us that generative imagery continues to push incredible creative boundaries in a truly spectacular way.